Well, thank you, Bruce. And I wanted to share something here. Got an explosive science topic here today. But in Genesis chapter 6, we've looked at Noah's Ark and the flood and some things with that before. But this is something, I just read this past week, and I just was astounded reading this. Let me read the passage here first. Genesis 6, starting verse 11, it says, "The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch." Now, this is the part I want to concentrate on. God told Noah to pitch it within and without with pitch. Now, normally, I've always looked at that and figured, well, you just wanted to make doubly sure it was waterproof. You know, the pitch on the outside would certainly make sense, and also on the inside in case any leaks sprung. But it turns out there may be more to this, having it pitched within and without. And I read a great article that was on creation.com dealing with Noah's Ark. And in this article, they cited two programs that I don't personally have satellite or cable television myself, but I have caught glimpses of some of these programs from time to time. But MythBusters and then another program called Smash Labs did a very interesting test where they, in both cases, they took some wooden walls and some cement block walls, and they tested them with explosive charges. For instance, the MythBusters segment, they took a wooden wall and they made like a little frame, like a little room, and they put 5 feet from the wall, about 4 feet up, 2 pounds of C4 explosive. And when they detonated, of course, it blew a huge hole through the wall. And then they took a concrete wall and they did the same thing, only for that one, they doubled the size of the C4. And of course, it blew a nice hole through the wall. Then they painted both sides of the wall, a wooden wall, both sides of a concrete block wall, with bedliner, polyurethane bedliner, like you'd spray in the bed of a pickup truck. They set off the explosive on the wooden wall, again, 2 pounds of C4 explosive, 4 feet or 5 feet away, didn't damage the wall at all. They did the same thing with the cement block wall, didn't damage the wall at all. Smash Labs did a little bit more intensive test, and they did the test again with the block wall and the wooden wall, and blew holes through both of those, blew the walls down. Then they tried painting just the outside, and when they painted the outside, there was damage to the inside of the wall when the blast went off. When they painted the inside only, there was damage to the outside of the walls. But when they painted both sides, the walls survived completely intact. Now, the science part of this is, how would Noah have known this? How would Moses have known to write that? Most people would have assumed, well, just pitch it with, you know, on the outside, that makes sense, and keep it waterproof, maybe on the inside to help make it doubly waterproof. But when the ark was lifted up by the waters of the flood, there would have been great waves crashing into the sides of the ark. There would have been huge trees uprooted, and we know that trees before the flood sometimes grew much larger than trees that we see today. And those huge logs being propelled by those waves impacting the side of the ark, as well as boulders and stuff. I remember my wife and I, when we were missionaries in the Samoan Islands, there was a storm that was going through, and we saw boulders the size of houses lifted up and tossed on top of the reef. Could you imagine things like that impacting the ark? Now, I'm not saying the pitch that Noah used was the same as bedliner, but it formed probably some form of a polymer coating from the bitumen tar-like substance that he probably used, but it would have added, in addition to the waterproofing, it would have made the ark impact resistant. Isn't that amazing?
And that's great.
It took MythBusters and Smash Labs TV shows to prove the Bible is true after all, huh?
Hey, man, I tell you, you come up with wonderful reports. I love those reports.
Said that one was explosive.
Yeah, I tell you, I've never heard that before. And the whole program here is, we can trust our Bible. It says in God's word, "Thy word do I trust," and Jesus did it. If we say we are Christian, Jesus just said, "It is written." He never said, a better reading is, or this is